بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companion, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.
Ameen.
Today inshallah we will have Surah Al-Layl, inshallah, and Surah Al-Layl. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I want to tell you what is the number of Surah Al-Layl. Surah Al-Layl is Surah number 92. Okay, so first I will read it in Arabic inshallah, and then we will recite it together, and we will know the lesson of Surah Al-Layl. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wal layli idha yaghsha, وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى, وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى, إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى, وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى, وَمَا يُغْنِى عنه ماله إذا تردى, إن علينا للهدى, وإن لنا للآخرة والأولى, فأنذرتكم نارا تلظى لا يصلاها إلا الأشقى, الذي كذب وتولى, وسيجنبها الأتقى, الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى, وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى, إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى, ولسوف يرضى. Okay, let us first read it in English. Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. You want to read it in English?
In the name of Allah, the most beneficent and the most merciful. By the night as it envelopes, and by the day as it appears in brightness, and by him who created man, who created male and female, certainly your efforts and deeds are divine, different in aims and purpose. As for him who gives in charity and keeps his duty to Allah and fears him and believes in al-husna, we will make smooth for him the path of ease, goodness. But he who is greedy, miser, and think himself self-sufficient, and gives the lies, and gives the lie to al-husna, we will make smooth for him the path of evil. And what will his wealth benefit him when he goes down in destruction? Truly, ours it is to give guidance, and truly, unto us belongs the last, hereafter and the first, this world. Therefore, I have warned you of a fire blazing furiously, hell. None shall enter it save the most wretched, who denies and turns away. And the prideous and the righteous will be far from it, hell. He who spends his wealth for increase in self-purification and have in his mind no favor for anyone for which a reward is expected in return, except only the desire to seek the countenance of his Lord, the Most High, he surely will be pleased when he will enter paradise.
Thank you very much. So now, first we will recite it together, and then inshallah we will learn the lesson. Okay, now we will recite the surah from here. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
والليل
والليل
إذا
يغشى
يغشى. والنهار
والنهار
إذا
تجلى
تجلى. وما خلق
الذكر
والأنثى
والأنثى.
إن
سعيكم
لشتى.
فأما
من
أعطى
واتقى
وصدق
بالحسنى
فسنيسره
أجين
فسنيسره
لليسرى.
وأما
من
بخل
واستغنى
وكذب
بالحسنى
فسنيسره
للعسرى. وما
يغني
عنه
ماله
إذا
تردى.
إن
علينا
للهدى.
وإن
لنا
للآخرة
والأولى.
فأنذرتكم
نارا
تلظى
لا يصلاها إلا
الأشقى الذي
كذب
وتولى.
وسيجنبها
الأتقى
الذي
يؤتي
ماله
يتزكى.
وما
لأحد
عنده
من
نعمة
تجزى
إلا
ابتغاء
وجه
ربه
الأعلى.
ولسوف
يرضى.
والليل
إذا
يغشى.
والنهار
إذا
تجلى.
وما
خلق
الذكر
والأنثى.
إن
سعيكم
لشتى.
فأما
من
أعطى
واتقى تصدق
بالحسنى
بالحسنى
فسنيسره
فسنيسره
لليسرى
لليسرى
وأما
وأما
من
من
بخيلة واستغنى
واستغنى
وكذب
وكذب
بالحسنى
بالحسنى
فسنيسره
فسنيسره
للعسرى
للعسرى
وما
وما
يغني
يغني
عنه
عنه
ماله
ماله
إذا
إذا
تردى
تردى
إن
إن
علينا
علينا
للهدى
للهدى
وإن
وإن
لنا
لنا
للآخرة
للآخرة
والأولى
والأولى
فأنذرتكم
فأنذرتكم نارا
نارا تلظى
تلظى
لا
لا
يصلاها
يصلاها
إلا
إلا
الأشقى
الأشقى
الذي
الذي
كذب
كذب
وتولى
وتولى
وسيجنبها
وسيجنبها
الأتقى
الأتقى
الذي
الذي
يؤتي
يؤتي
ماله
ماله
يتزكى
يتزكى
وما
وما
لأحد
لأحد
عنده
عنده
من
من
نعمة
نعمة
تجزى
تجزى
إلا
إلا
ابتغاء
ابتغاء
إب
إب
ت
ت
غاء ابتغاء
ابتغاء
وجه
وجه
ربه
ربه
الأعلى
الأعلى
ولسوف
ولسوف
يرضى
يرضى
Inshallah, now sisters, we will know the meaning and the lessons from Surah number 92, Surah Al-Layl. Al-Layl means the night. Again and again we are learning this, the surahs of the last chapter of the Quran, the last part of the Quran, the 30th part of the Quran. And actually as we discussed before, that this part of the Quran is related to the warning from the hellfire and also to give the glad tiding to the pious righteous people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding the believers in the last part of the Quran that the worldly life is a test and it will be for the one who will save himself to save himself from the hellfire, because the hellfire is a great torment. And it is the duty of everyone to try to know that reality before it is too late. This is actually the message of most of the surahs of the last part of the Quran. But subhanallah, as we discussed over the last weeks with the other surahs, there is always a special message in every surah, subhanallah. And also this is the situation in the surah which we will discuss today, which is the night surah Al-Layl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah, he started by the swearing. We will discuss first you have to know what is the lesson of that surah. The lesson of that surah is action and reward is by nature double directional. Okay, either you will do good, if you will do good action, you will have a good reward. If you will do bad action, you will have a bad reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clarify this in this surah. This surah is related to that theme. Action and reward is by nature double directional. Okay, so we will start by verse number 1 and 2. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by the night and its curtain, which covers and conceals the land and whatever is on the land. Okay, and in verse number 2, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by the day, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by the day that brightens up and makes every object apparent and visible. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by these two, the day and night, which are opposite to each other. One of them is a cover and the other one is a light, which uncover, okay, and clarify everything and make everything visible. Okay, actually this, the night and the day, they are in a cycle. This cycle is a proof that there is a powerful will that controls the universe and keeps the night and the day in that perfect movement. Okay? When I try to reflect and to observe the day and night, how they are so perfectly following each other, okay, this will make me to realize that there must be a will, okay, which can control the universe in this perfect way. This is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In verse number 3, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. He is mentioning two opposite creations, okay, which are the male and the female. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is applying the same to the creation of the male and the female. It is the same will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, the one who creates male and female according to his work of plan, which has a definite objective. So in verse number 4, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that his swearing by the night and the day and the male and the female to prove that in this life, okay, a man is striving, that the striving of human being in this worldly life is diverse. Okay, Allah is striving for that to clarify, Allah is swearing to clarify to us that fact, that striving of human being is diverse. The roads that follow leads to different ends. Hence, the reward is also diverse. Since there are two roads, okay, there will be two rewards. Okay, we have to know that good is not the same as evil. Rightness is different from corruption. So the fact is that there are two distinct classes and two contrasting positions for the people in this life and in the hereafter. In verse number 5, 6, and 7, we will learn about the first group and the first class of the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and for him who gives in charity and keeps his duty to Allah and fears him and believe in al-husna. Okay, al-husna is, you know, to believe that there is no God but Allah, la ilaha illallah. Okay, the one who believes in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that Allah will make smooth for him the path of goodness. Okay, let us discuss this in details. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying regarding the first class of the people, is that the one who is giving the charity, the one who is God-fearing, and the one who believes in the unity of Allah. These are the three qualities of that person. He is giving the charity, he fears Allah, and he believes in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this means that he is following the right path, okay? And that one, okay, will deserve the help and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I want to clarify to you why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about giving the charity before mentioning God-fearing and believing in the unity of Allah, because giving the charity is the practice of the belief in Allah and the practice of the feeling of being having fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if I believe in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so I plan to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so I will be giving that charity. There are Muslims whom they don't give that charity out of either they are not in fear with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or they don't believe that there is a day of judgment, when on the day of judgment that money which they were supposed to give it in charity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it to be that money the coins of the money, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it to be very hot, okay? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that coins to be on their forehead and on the sides of their face and the sides of their bodies and the back of their bodies, so that it will burn them. Okay, burning, continuous burning to their bodies, because it was the right of the poor, you know, the portion of the poor in their money, but they refused to give it to them. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them a very severe punishment on the day of judgment, because they didn't give the poor what they have to give in the day of, in the worldly life. And maybe some of the poor, they have very bad life. Some of them, they become bad people because they were in need of money, which the rich were supposed to give it to them, not because, you know, they are giving it to them because, you know, they want to give them something out of their generosity. No, it was the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the owner of all the wealth, and it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the portion of the poor, you have to give it to them. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified this in the Quran. Allah clarified in the Quran that if you will not give that charity, this is the charity, this is not the sadaqah. The sadaqah is something which is more than what you have to give. This is something which you want to give it extra for the poor. But the right of the poor in your wealth, this is the charity. If you will not give it, okay, you will have severe torment on the day of judgment. So the question will be, why Muslims, some of them, are not giving that charity? It will be either out of the disbelief in the day of judgment, because the punishment is on the day of judgment, or basically they don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they don't follow his rules, so they don't give that charity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Okay, but I want to clarify to you the importance of giving that charity, because giving that charity is a proof of the belief in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a proof that I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I fear his punishment, either in this life or on the day of judgment. So I am very happy to give that charity, and even to give it more, so long as I can. Okay, those people whom they fear Allah and believe in the unity of Allah and give that charity, this is the first class of the people. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dividing the people only in two classes. Okay, what are the criteria in this surah? In Surah Al-Layl, the night, the criteria are believe in Allah, fear Allah, and give that charity. If you are the one doing 1, 2, 3, okay, you will be from those whom they deserve the help and grace of Allah. What is the form of the help and grace of Allah in this surah? Subhanallah. This is very special for this surah, okay? Those people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them to live their life in ease. Okay, what is the meaning to live their life in ease? This means that ease flows from them to all around them. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ease becomes the characteristic of their life, their action, and their movement. Okay, everything related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find yourself doing it very easily. Very easily. Come to the masjid, I come to the masjid. Recite Quran, I recite Quran. Give charity, I give charity. Forgive the people, forgive the people. Forget the people, forget the people. Give the trust, I give the trust. Okay? You feel that there is, you know, a power inside your spirit which is helping you to make these good deeds very easily. It is something which you love it in your spirit, and then it is easy to be an action. Okay? Also, success will couple this ease, okay, both will become the distinctive mark of the life of that person, all in its details and its general aspects. You know, in every direction of the life of that person, okay, inshallah we will be one of those people, you will feel the ease to be directed to the right way. Okay, the ease to do the good deed, the ease to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the direction which I always feel that it is more easy for me. Okay? This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is helping and supporting those people whom they believe in His unity, whom they fear Him, and whom they give that charity. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have the greatest reward for them in the hereafter. Why? Because it is very clear that inshallah Allah will give them the greatest reward because Allah make everything good and righteous easy for them. Okay, so this is the sign. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the people of happiness, the acts of happiness will be easy for them. Okay, أهل السعادة ميسرون العمل. All the acts which is leading to happiness, which is the paradise, Allah will make it easy for them. And those whom are the people of the hellfire, okay, the wicked deeds will be easy for them. Subhanallah. So everyone can, you know, have an idea about his situation in the hereafter, okay, from his relation with the deeds in this life. If I notice that, you know, the good deeds are easy for me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening for me the gates to do the good deeds, all praise to Allah. This is a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah is making it for me easy to be on the right path. This is a sign that Allah is helping me and supporting me. This is a sign that inshallah the great reward is waiting for me on the hereafter. Unfortunately, for those people whom the right path is very difficult for them, okay, according to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is a sign that, you know, in the hereafter it will not be the paradise. Okay, now in verse number 8, 9 and 10, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us about the characteristic of the second class of the people. But he who is greedy, miser, and thinks himself self-sufficient, and he belies the husna, belies the belief in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will make smooth for him the path of evil. Okay? So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that he who sacrifices nothing of himself or his wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, clarifying that he is not in need of Allah's guidance. Okay? Now, you know, sister, this is very important that, you know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to know that as believers we must sacrifice from ourselves and our wealth, not only to sacrifice of our wealth, okay, your wealth and yourself, okay, as a part of a Muslim community you need to sacrifice for the Muslim community. Everyone has to participate in building a Muslim community. This is part of that charity from yourself, okay, not only your wealth, okay. So that person who sacrifice nothing of himself. When you ask the sister, let us all participate to do so and so for the masjid, I am very sorry, I am very busy, I will never participate. Okay, I am busy with my work. Okay, so you see, this is how we have to evaluate the Quran. So these are the people whom they sacrifice nothing of themselves. Okay, they never participate. Come one day, 2 hours to clean the masjid, no. Come to teach in the Islamic school, no. Come to attend a class so that you will feel that we are a big group of people, no. Come to serve food, no. Come to cook, no. Come to learn, no. Okay, you are from grade second class people. Okay, yes, because you are the one who sacrifice nothing, okay, of yourself. Myself is for my own business. Okay, let us see what will be, look and let us learn from Allah what will be your own business. Okay, so they sacrifice nothing of their self. Okay, and again, sister, jazakum Allah khair that you are coming to attend in the masjid. The masjid will not, there will be no lights in the masjid if we will not come. And after 5 years or 10 years, there will be no masjids in America if we will not come. And our kids will grow and they will not find any place to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at that time, every one of us will blame the others. I will never blame myself. As Muslims, we never blame ourselves. We always blame others. Why our masjids now are not, you know, having light and they are not functioning? Okay, everyone will blame the other one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recording everything. When we come to the masjid, we are coming for the sake of Allah, for the sake of Quran, for the sake of Islam, for the sake of the masjid, for the sake of our kids, to keep these places functioning. Okay, even if I am tired, if I am sick, but so long as I love Allah, I believe in Allah, I believe in Islam, I believe in Quran, I love my kids. Okay, I have to keep the masjid functioning for the sake of all what I mentioned. Okay, so sisters, let us be realistic, let us be sincere, okay, let us be true believers, okay, let us not to deceive ourselves, okay, and then at the end all of us will cry and it will be too late. Okay, so those whom they sacrifice nothing of their self or their wealth, okay, clarifying that they are not in need of Allah's guidance. Maybe now they are not in need, but one day, it is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It must happen to every Muslim in his life that one day he will realize that he is in need of Allah's guidance. But it is always too late. You know, it is not up to you to decide when to obey Allah and when not to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So, those whom they disbelieve in the message, actually, you know, disbelieving in the message is for the disbelievers, but Muslims, whom they are Muslims by name, they never practice Islam, they never come to the masjid, they never recite the Quran, they never know the message of the Quran, they are living their life opposite the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do you think that these are people whom they believe in the message? Only Allah knows. Okay, because I am not a judge. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that He will make easy for them the path to affliction. And Allah will withhold them all kinds of help. Allah will make every stride they take really hard. Allah will drive them away from the right guidance. Okay, so, you know, sister, this is again practically another, you know, misunderstanding, which some or high percentage of the Muslim are living in. Okay, they are under the impression that I am not coming to the masjid because I don't want to come to the masjid. No, sorry, my dearest sister, you are not coming to the masjid because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is turning you away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give you good reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is plotting for you. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who creates you, knows your reality. And knows your intention. And knows your goals. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly where Allah is in your evaluation. Accordingly, you are not the one who decide not to come to the masjid to have all the blessing and the mercy of the masjid, okay, and the reward of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reality is the one turning you away. You don't deserve to have the right guidance easy for you. Okay, and actually, sister, this is the real punishment in the daily life, in the worldly life. Because in this worldly life, okay, I think it is clear for every one of us what kind of miserable feeling the people are living nowadays. All kinds of fear and worry, upset, sadness, all kinds of very difficult feeling for the spirit. Actually, it is very dangerous situation for the spirits of the people to live this kind of very hard life full of hardship. You know, financially hardship, relation with your husband, a lot of difficulty, the relation with your kids, they are not obeying you regarding the community, no one is practicing, no one is helping, no one is supporting. This is very difficult for the spirits to tolerate, you know. Yes, and this is the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making life very difficult for the people. This is what they deserve. You know, so you know we need to evaluate the right, the life according to the rules of the one who creates the life, not to evaluate the life according to the human being whom Allah turned them away from the truth. Okay, life is not difficult because of, you know, this economy problem, you know, and this company and bank problem. No, life is difficult because of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nowadays, according to the rule of Allah, this is what the humanity deserves. You know, hardship. This is what they deserve because they are living against the nature of Allah, against the rules of Allah, the creator and the owner of everything. Let us wait and see how the human being will be out of it. There is only one way: to return immediately to the rules of the owner, creator, the only Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at least for the Muslims. If they have a mind or a heart, Allah knows. And again, sisters, we have to know that, you know, all praise to Allah. On the day of judgment, you are responsible only for yourself. So if you look around, and you notice that none wants to follow the rules of the Quran and Allah, none of my business. My business is myself and my kids, actually. You know, your husband is responsible for himself. He is a mature man. He has a mind. But you are responsible for yourself and for your kids. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the light of the knowledge, okay? Have the light of the knowledge, okay? And follow the path of the light of the knowledge. Even if I am alone, I have the light of the knowledge. Me and my kids, we will follow the right path. Okay? And when you notice that the right path is easy for you, okay, this is the sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am helping you. I am supporting you. I choose you. Okay? Keep on. Don't look around. In these days, okay, difficult days, don't look around. Just look to the light. Follow the right, follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, feel that Allah is helping you, Allah is making it easy for you. All praise to Allah. Today is Saturday, the Eid is after 2 days, okay, but we come to the masjid, we try to recite, and we are learning. This is alhamdulillah, very big opportunity, okay. So this is a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah make it easy for us today. Oh Allah, all praise to you, you give me a sign that you are helping and you are supporting, you are rewarding me, I will follow the light. The number of the sister is little, very big are outside, none of my business. None of my business. My business is myself and my kids. Okay? And I have the light. Allah is making it easy for me, I will follow it. All praise to Allah. Regarding the others, okay, may Allah guide everyone, none of my business. Because it is not easy to follow the light while you are alone. Okay, it needs a lot of, you know, patience. Okay, so if you are on the right path, especially nowadays, sister, be very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you are from class number one, which I will clarify to you now what will be the destination of class one, what will be the destination of class two. Okay, in this life and in the hereafter, I will clarify to you in this surah, inshallah, Allah is clarifying. Okay, so be thankful to Allah, come to the masjid, support the masjid, work for the masjid for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, be having all the assurance that you are the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is helping you and supporting you and make it easy for you while it is extremely difficult for most of the people nowadays. Okay, so actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, those, the second class of the people whom they sacrifice nothing of their self or their wealth and they don't believe in Allah's guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them to fall headlong while they can make no use of their wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in verse number 11, and what his wealth will avail him when he will go down in destruction. Actually, I want to clarify to you, sisters, destruction in Quran is not only to mean the hereafter, okay, the hellfire. To live away from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life is the real destruction of the spirit. Okay, you have to know this. Sister, so long as Allah is guiding you, you will not be aware of how those whom they are not guided, what kind of difficult feeling they have in their spirit. They are always having envy, anger, upset, they don't want to help. When someone will be happy, they will not be happy. They are looking to have everything. They are very selfish. They are living in the real destruction. Whatever they have, it will never give them happiness. They will look for more and more and more and never satisfied. Okay? Running to the grave. Just to the grave. This is the real destruction. They were never living spirit. Where is the spirit? What is the difference between a living spirit and a dead spirit? The living spirit is the spirit which was connected with the source of the guidance, the love, the help, the support, everything Allah. This was the spirit which lives the good feelings in this life. Okay? The other spirit actually is the spirit which lives the hatred and the envy and this, the selfishness. Only eating and drinking and running. Okay, they never feel the mercy. They never feel tranquility. They never feel, I want to give. I am happy when I give. Not, I am happy when I prevent others from getting what they like. There are people in this life, when they are very happy, when they will prevent others from happiness. Yes, they are very satisfied. Balqis wants to have this house, I will try all the means that Balqis will not be my neighbor. Yes, she deserves it. And then I spend day and night thinking how to prevent her. This is the destruction. This is how the people are living. You see? So, sisters, let us, appreciate the guidance. Appreciate the guidance as you can, especially in this nowadays. It is the days of corruption, subhanAllah. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I was preparing this surah, subhanAllah, I was under the impression that surah al-layl is just alhamdulillah. Today at 4 o'clock, I just finished, recitation of the Quran with my friend in Florida. All praise to Allah. You know how many pages we memorized together? 70 pages at 4 o'clock in the morning. You see, then I eat at 5 o'clock to sleep, to wake up at 9 o'clock to prepare for you this surah. When I recite this surah, I said, all praise to Allah. When Allah make for you the way of the right way easy, this is the true, real happiness of the spirit. And the only happiness. Because actually, I start to feel now that there is no worldly happiness. Mm-mm. Yes, there is no worldly happiness. Those whom so they are. Trouble. Yes, there is no worldly happiness. The only happiness in this life is when you are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, subhanAllah, this happens today to me, I was all the time, since last night I was having the family flowers, with all its, subhanAllah, drawbacks. Then, I wake up for the Quran and this and that. Then I tell to myself, Mona, there is no worldly happiness. This is total deceiving. Yes, the only happiness, your spirit will only feel the happiness when you feel that Allah is pleased with you and you are in the right path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bore this feeling of tranquility inside your spirit. That's it. Other than this, your husband, your kids, your wealth, your house, this and that, never, this not the sources of happiness, in reality. Okay, subhanAllah, but it needs some time to realize it. You have to strive for the sake of Allah. When you will live with the Quran, you will start to be sure that, oh Allah, now I learn and I know and I believe. If I want to have few minutes of happiness in my life, it will be either while I am praying or while I am reciting the Quran or while I am doing a good deed for the sake of Allah to help the people, this and that. Other than this, there is no happiness in this life. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying for that one whom he has the wealth, okay, that the wealth with the source of his destruction in this life and in the other life. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying about his rule in verse number 12 and 13. Truly on us is to give the guidance, you see, in this life. And truly it is to us, to Allah, the hereafter and this world. Everything is up to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying. Truly, the guidance is from Him. Truly, whatever will happen to you in this life and in the hereafter, it is from Him. If I am a human being having a mind, or a quarter of a mind, or one-tenth of a mind, 100 of a mind, and I recite these two verses of the Quran, I will follow the rule, the way of Allah or not?
Yes.
100 of a mind. But most of the Muslims, they don't follow the rules of Allah. So this means that the Muslims have minds or not? Okay. Then only Allah knows. Yes, and on the day of judgment, everyone will know. If we are not sure now, it will be very soon clear. But I tell you one thing, still in this worldly life, when you look around you, there are signs. Okay, when you look to the signs, you tell to yourself, yes, that sister, mashallah, she has a mind. That sister, mashallah, she has wealth, but she has no mind. Zero mind. That sister, she has on and off mind. Okay. Okay, so there are signs. It is not, you know, it is not totally, you know, not clear. No, it is clear, inshallah. When you live with the Quran long time, Allah will give you that light. Okay, inshallah. So Allah
the thing about is that people are not reading the Quran. Not only reading by yourself. You have to come to classes like this to make it clear,
yes,
to clarify. Because you, it's not that I have not read Surah Al-Layli by myself, but it doesn't make sense when I come here and you explain it further in details, and then you kind of reflect to whatever is happening in your daily life, you know. So I guess people have to come in and participate and get the benefit of the explanation that you're giving us, you know, because it does help a lot. It does.
Yeah, just to add on, not only saying reading and just you know, what I find is to believe it in your heart, for it to touch your heart, because we can read, you explain, and it's just processing logically.
This is the issue. The processing logically.
We process. So I understand.
Yes,
I agree.
What I mean.
You know,
yes.
But does it touch my heart?
Yes.
You know, I was having a conversation with my children saying things like, yes, you hear me. Do you understand, really?
I tell you,
does it touch your heart?
I tell you, it will touch your heart, okay, when you will have the intention for guidance. You know, this is, you know, we learn it from other classes. I taught it in other classes. Why some people are guided and others are not guided? Those whom they have the intention, oh Allah, I want to be guided, it will touch your heart. Those whom they just listen and, oh Allah, it is not easy for me, it will never touch them. Okay, so it is up to you. Okay, it is up to you. Are you interested for guidance or not? And the only one who knows the intention is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, but at least you have to try to learn. Okay, because on the day of judgment you will be questioned. Okay, about these facts. It is not an option to learn or not to learn. You must learn because there is a question on the day of judgment. If you are truly a believer in the day of judgment, again and again, it is the same question. Are the Muslims believing that there will be a day of judgment or not? Okay, so at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying the fate of every group. or the fate of every class, class 1 and class 2. The first one, Allah subhanahu, those whom they give in charity and those they fear Allah and they believe in the unity of Allah, Allah is clarifying the reward for every one of them. And again, sister, it is the same theme of the surah. Action and reward is by nature double directional. Okay? The first group or the first class, they have their own actions. Okay, they give in charity, they fear Allah, they believe in the unity of Allah. Allah make the right way, path easy for them, and there will be a reward for them. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that, you know, there will be a reward for them. The other class, whom they don't give in charity and they don't believe in Allah and they don't follow the rule of Allah. Okay, number one, in this life, Allah make the right path, okay, hard for them. And Allah turns them away from guidance. This is number one. And the number two, the reward will be the blazing fire. Allah in this surah started by mentioning the reward of the second group first. Because most of the surahs of the 30 part of the Quran is related to the warning from the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying in verse number 14 and 15. Therefore, I have warned. You see, this is the word of warning. Therefore, I have warned you of a blazing fire. None shall enter it save the most wretched. Okay, who are those? Those are class 2, whom they deny and turn away. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that the blazing fire will be the reward for those class number 2. Okay? While the rice, the bias, whom they spend their wealth, verse number 17, whom they spend their wealth for the sake of Allah, Allah will save them from the fire, okay, because Allah's obedience was their goal. Allah is clarifying it in verse number 18. He who spend his wealth, you see again and again his wealth, for increase in self-purification, okay? And then, you know, sister, this is very important. And who has in mind no favor from anyone to be paid back, okay? Except to seek the countenance of his Lord, the Most High. This is very important. When you do any deed for the sake of Allah, don't look for any reward from any human being. Because if you look for a reward from human being, your deed is not accepted. Because for any good deed to be accepted, it must have two facts. Number one, okay, it must be only for Allah. No reward from any human being. If I come to the masjid with the intention to give you the class and then to have $5 from every sister, this was my intention, I got the $5, Allah will not give me any reward. Okay, because I have the reward from the sisters. Okay, because Allah doesn't accept any partner with him in anything. Okay, to do the deed only for him, to have the reward only from him. If I believe in Allah, I must know how great is the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least to make the right path easy for me, this is the greatest reward. So how come I will take $5 to compensate for the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And because of that, you know, sister, these classes for the sake of Allah has to be with no fee. Classes to teach Islam, especially in America, has to be for free. So that the one who is giving the class has the reward only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that Allah will make the blessings on the classes, because it is classes only for His sake. This is how, you know, we Muslims have to teach, you know, the others how to work for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if I am in need, Allah will provide me from other ways than getting the price from teaching the Quran. Allah is the provider. Allah can provide us from any other ways which we don't know. But to teach the Muslim that if I will teach you one verse of the Quran, give me $5, okay, This is how I am teaching you not to work for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, this is how we have to evaluate our realities regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every action. Okay? Allah is clarifying that who has in mind no favor from anyone to be paid back except to seek the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I am the one teaching the Quran, I am supposed to know who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Just to give me the opportunity to teach the Quran, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the best of you is the one who learned the Quran and teach the Quran. This is more than enough for me as a reward. So how come I will be the one to ask for money to compensate, to be, you know, a reward, in spite of the fact that Allah clarifies that if you are looking for a reward, okay, when you do a good deed, ever to look for a reward from a human being, okay? So then you see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying in the last verse. He surely, the one who did the deed only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be pleased. Okay, actually the translation, he said when he will enter the paradise. This is a limited one. Actually he added this, the one who writes the translation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said only he will be pleased. Actually, in another tafsir, it was said that pious person will also have a great reward, which is that he will be content. Okay, the meaning that he will be content. Okay, that is to say, he will be satisfied with his Lord, his relation, and his destiny. He will be content with all that befallen him of comfort or discomfort. He doesn't worry or fear except Allah. Actually, this is, you know, the reality of being content in this life. Okay? When you will follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and live according to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will not have any riba, and you will not have any interest in your money, and the people are, we're having now all praise to Allah, there is nothing, alhamdulillah, all fell down. Okay? But when they were having a lot of interest, and they will tell to the one whom they refuse to have interest or any riba or anything, your money is not increasing, the answer will be, I am content with the rules of Allah. I am content with the amount of wealth which Allah is giving me. I am content by being a true believer that the wealth is not up to the quantity, it is up to the quality. I am a content person. How you will be a content person? When you will do the good deeds only for the sake of Allah. Someone will come and tell you, I will give you that because you are teaching Quran or learning Arabic or this and that. You tell her, sister, Jazakallah khair. I am content with Allah. I am content with what Allah is giving me. I am having everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the mercy of Allah and it is the reward of Allah that I am already teaching. This is more than enough for me. Jazakallah khair. You see, sister, this is how spirits of the believer has to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you all the time content. All praise to Allah. You have one shirt or you have one blouse, all praise to Allah. But I have a living heart. I have a living spirit. I am thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. I don't worry. I don't fear. I don't have any envy or hatred to any human being on the earth. I have a golden spirit. This is the value of the human being. Our value is not up to what we eat or what we drink or what we wear, because through the bad ways, you can have the best of these materialistic issues. Okay? But to have the golden spirit, which has, there is no value for the golden spirit. Okay? You have it only when you believe in Allah and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put that feeling inside you. Okay? All praise to Allah. I am so content with everything related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is more than enough. This is, sisters, we have to change ourselves, especially nowadays, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making us to live hardship and difficult times. It is not because Allah hates us. No, Allah doesn't hate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of all the good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding us, giving us some signs. Wake up, Wake up, Muslims. Okay, I am the source of all the good and I am the source of all the mercy. Come back to me. I will forgive you. Enjoy life through my belief. I will make you content. I will give you everything inside your spirit, not the outside materialistic worldly issues which you are running after it day and night and you are never happy, and wait and see on the day of judgment. Yes, sister, this is the reality. Still, life is very good. So long as I am a true believer, I fear Allah, I am content by being a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. When you tell me what is good in your day, I tell you I pray Fajr prayer in time. You tell you, did you have an excellent breakfast? I will answer you, all praise to Allah, I am fasting. Yes, but my spirit is so happy because of Fajr prayer. Then the Quran, then coming to the masjid, then recitation of Surah Al-Layl, recitation of Surah Al-Layl, only recitation, okay, it is around 4,000 good deeds. We recited 3 times, 12,000 good deeds. I am content with the mercy of Allah. I am content with the tranquility which I feel it in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise to Allah. I am a very content. I have tranquility. I have peace. I am very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am the most balanced human being on the earth. All praise to Allah. So this is how we Muslims have to get the benefit of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't create us Muslims to make us to be in this bad situation on the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create us Muslims to understand the message, okay, and to live it, and to practice it, and then to prove that Islam is the religion of peace. How we can prove that Islam is the religion of peace when we Muslim community will be a successful Muslim, when we have the sisterhood, when we have the brotherhood, when we love each other, when we support each other, when we respect each other, we will be the best people and all the others will be looking for us and will be looking to respect us. But so long as we fail to have the righteous Muslim community, we have to work on that goal before working on any other goal. Jazakum Allahu khairan, and let us recite it again. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Amen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken into your care. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, Amen. From a change in your protection, Amen. From your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Amen. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Amen. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Amen. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, Amen. And from the torment of the grave, Amen. From the trials in lifetime and after this. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.